tried to find a quiet place up here in the press box, but I found an empty place, but it's right next to the Learfield Suite. I don't know. Just a bunch of celebrating Iowa people. I guess that's local communications. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Fitting. Gotta sit here and record this next to happy Hawkeye fans. And I had to, you know, like, I was gonna tweet it, but I didn't. I didn't want to be that guy, whatever. But, like, that play where Iowa got close to first down, but they were marked just a yard short. So I'm in the front row, and there's like a row of Iowa media behind me. And like three different guys are like, oh, bad spot, bad spot. Like, so they're sitting in the stands on a road game, and you're expecting everyone around you to cheer, right? They're sitting in the press box, which I choose to do on road games. I've never cheered in the press box. I follow the rules. I don't make a sound. They ask you to be quiet. I found a way to choke all of my, you know, giddiness. I found a way to choke it all down and be respectful. I'd never do that. But then I show up and I'm an Iowa game watch party, right? Like, I'm at some guy's house, some guy, a bunch of Hawkeyes fans. Like, oh, bad spot. You know, you like, I'm a fan. I say we. I can refrain from yelling bad spot. But media who don't say we, who report on Iowa, have to scream bad spot. And I have to sit there. I put my headphones in. I'm trying to, like, drown them out. Noise canceling. It's just so difficult to... It's not easy for me to go on the road and, like, I just want to be in a quiet room by myself. Or I want to be seated with Illini fans. Like, it's just hard for me to be around visiting fans, especially Iowa fans. And then I'm freaking in the press box for the solitude, to get myself away from that. And the media are yelling bad spot or, like, great cut, things like that. When Iowa would, you know, cut back, it would tailback, would cut back inside. Like, it's just, it's all gone. Like, the decorum is just gone, and I'm the guy saying it. The guy who has worked and struggled to choke down any amount of fandom and be respectful, and then I have to just sit there and watch Iowa beat us while people are clapping. Like, I don't know, maybe it was just ushers, but at the other end of the press box, they were like, there's cheers when Iowa scored that winning touchdown. It's just so, so hard for me. You know, I go out of my way to get away from that, and I just can't do it. I can't do it. I have to sit there. It's like your boss and his wife went to Iowa, and you get invited to their house, and you're sitting there with people. And now nobody's really, like, crazy cheering, but they're pulling for Iowa and talking about the game, and you just have to sit there and take it and try and drown it out. It sucks. And especially in a game like that. Like, I tweeted, like, how familiar that feeling is. Like, this is what's wrong with us, man. Like, this is where we broke. You know, every one of us in the fourth quarter was thinking about that ending, and then it happened right in front of us. It's happened to us for 30 years. We expect it. We don't make a lot of noise on third down at home because we know what's coming. Like, we're just broken, man. And then that happens again and again. I mean, you all were thinking it. I was thinking it. Like, we're looking... Oh my gosh, we have the ball and 7 minutes and a 4-point lead. They need a touchdown. You know, any other fan base right there is thinking, yeah, we're on top of it. And our fan base is thinking, I know how much this is going to hurt. And then it happens and it hurts again. I have 2023 Big Ten West champions on the scoreboard. I didn't even notice that. I guess I forgot that that was them winning the final Big Ten West championship. And we never won one. It's just so hard. I mean, look ahead. Look, we're 5-6. Illinois playing 6-5 already in a bowl. Northwestern, they get to come in Champaign, try and stop us from going to a bowl. Like, there is so much pain on the horizon right now. I just wish. Just wish I could get people to understand what being a fanatic for this team is really like. You know, there's highs. And, you know, there was just Minnesota and then an overtime win and Paddock magic. And then do a turnaround, then it's this. It's just so hard to lose late, man. Like that's the thing. Like, it's just math, right? If you're a bad program, and we're like, what, fourth worst in the last 15 years as far as wins for Power 5 teams, I think we're fourth worst. So, you know, statistically, bad teams are going to have more bad losses, right? You know, in these 50-50 games like this one, just statistically, the teams with good programs are going to barely win those games, and the teams with bad programs are going to barely lose those games. Like, they're close, you know, it's just going to play out like that. If a team's going to win 100 games in 10 years, they're going to squeak these out, and if a team's going to lose 100 games, they're going to lose them. You know, so it's just math, but it hurts so much. It just hurts so much, man. To not be confident in a lead, to sit there and chase the how are we going to lose thoughts away, to know we haven't won in this stupid place since 1999, you know. I tweeted last year or 2 years ago when I was here, and I was behind that one guy in the Oakleys and the Iowa jersey, and you know, I said, I know what truck he drives, I know what he sounds like, I know what he argues, I know his words, I know his mannerisms. I've known this Iowa fan for 30 years. Like, it's a very predictable fan base. It's all the same person. And they freaking own us. We have home wins, let's see, 08, and last year, is that it? That's probably it. 08 and then last year? 07, we lost here. That was the touchdown taken back. Yeah. So two wins in 24 years. We don't play them again until 2026. We are completely owned by Iowa. Oakley guy just gets to laugh as I drive across the river tonight. We are owned by freaking Iowa. There's no amount of safety school call-outs. There's no amount of anything that can really... You can't do anything with that. You just can't. We're owned by them. They own us. We can't say a peep. It's not going to change. They're the worst offensive football, and they just beat us. It just it doesn't matter. Nothing matters. We have to sit down and shut up. They own us. Can you hear that? Can you hear that glee right there? You know what I pay for that glee? That's the glee of whatever, 23 bowls in 25 years, whatever they have. Win another division championship. And it's Iowa. Freaking Iowa. Just hurts, man. Just hurts. I don't know. I don't know what else to say. Like, if we lose a close game next week, I'm going to break in two. Because the 5-7 thing that I've been talking about since the beginning of the year, and like just get to 6-6. I've said it the whole year, and now here we are. A 15-13 loss. The safety is the difference in the game. A 15-13 loss, and now Northwestern has a chance to send us home for the holidays. That 1-2 punch might finish me off, man. If we get that 1-2 punch and another 5-7 season, I don't know how I can handle it. I guess the only good thing is that it's till 2028 that we come back here. This is the hardest place for me to cover a game. Cheering media. Blindly, you know, the same Oakley truck fan. And he wins and I lose. Man. He doesn't just win. I mean, I have to say it. Like, they own us. Own us. We can say nothing. Haven't won here since 99 and only won in Champaign. Twice, maybe three times. Maybe we won like 0-2 or something. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think we played them in 0-1. I don't know. I'm just rambling now. You don't need it. None of this matters. I'm just sitting next to an eye. It's just perfect. Like, perfect in its paint. I'm sitting next to an Iowa party. Just happy people. And I can't do anything about it. My team is owned by their team. That's all I got. Cool, Lana.